Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a James White touchdown. Maybe should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. James White. Other nominees for the MVP? The coin.
Yeah, the coin.
Patriots won the toss. Won the game.
Kyle Shanahan for... Did he have... What was the thing with him in that game?
They didn't run clock like they should have.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what it was.
They took a horrible sack. Like... They were in multiple times, one of those games where it wasn't just 28-3. They moved the ball and had opportunities to keep, you know, doing okay. Anyway, James White retired. He was referred to by Ian Rappaport as a legend, to which the man across from me said, no.
Absolutely not.
Not a fan of calling James White a legend?
No. Ian Rappaport, right in his tweet, said legend. Legendary game? Sure. Like... Legendary game. He was amazing in that Falcon game in the Super Bowl. Huge stats. Should have been the MVP. You can't say legend for a guy that, I mean, we're talking 40 yards a game for his career and 30 touchdowns.
I did see.
Like, come on.
Yeah, he was a good player for them for a long time. No doubt about that. I did see someone refer to him as one of the best pass catching backs of all time. To which I would say,
what is that list?
I think you can come up with 10 easy. Marshall Faulk, Thurman Thomas, Christian McCaffrey, right? Like, I don't even have to work that hard.
Yeah. No, you're not getting to him. If you want to do a list of pass catching running backs that could not run the football, then maybe he's on the list because he was so one dimensional. But I would look compared to sets to Fred Jackson yesterday. Fred Jackson's receiving numbers are almost the same. He played like two more seasons, so that's part of the reason why, but no, legend, absolutely not. I mean, definitely a good pass-catching running back for a very long time. But we're getting too loose with the word legend, I think, around here. Everybody can't be a legend. Everybody can't be a legend. There should be reserved for... You have to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I almost feel like it's above Hall of Fame.
Above Hall of Fame.
Would legend be above Hall of Fame?
Well, let me ask you this. Is Curtis Martin a legend?
No.
Is Michael Irvin a legend?
No.
Okay. Well, then for you, you're putting it above Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I want, like, for legend, I want some of the best to ever do it.
Jerry Rice.
Yes. For sure. Jerry Rice is a yes. Maybe Michael Irvin should be a yes on that front. Because who are the best receivers of all time? I mean, Jerry Rice is a yes on that.
Randy Moss. Marvin Harrison?
Yeah, maybe.
Is Reggie Wayne a legend?
No. My instinct says no. Quarterback. Who is Philip Rivers a legend?
No. He might not be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
Is Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Now, there's also... If you put the team in front of it, like Reggie Wayne, you're saying not a legend, but he is a Colts legend.
He's a Colts legend.
But just flat out, no name in front of it, just legend.
Right. Had Rappaport in his tweet said, Patriots legend.
Fine.
Would have let it go.
Yep.
That's fine. But just straight up legend?
Is Ben Roethlisberger a legend? I love how, like, you got to see Joe's face right now. He's looking just, like, off in the distance, and I don't know how your brain's working through it, but you're definitely
There's things being computed.
You're running permutations and computation. You're in there. Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
Okay. I don't dispute any of these. It's your own standard.
By the way, Kyle Shanahan, I was looking for the stat. The thing about him in Super Bowls, between that Falcons loss and the Rams loss, or excuse me, not the Rams loss, what's the second one? The Niners with Garoppolo. He was outscored 46-0 in the final 10 minutes of those two Super Bowls combined.
That seems bad.
46-0 in 20 combined minutes of those two games.
I feel like he's got to get his team to play a full 60 minutes, you know? That should be a message.
That's what's being said about him.
More legends. Steve Young.
Sure.
Legend.
Yes.
Steve Young, yes.
Great respect for Steve Young.
Ben Roethlisberger, no. Okay.
Steve Young, I think, has the second greatest
quarterback rating of
all time?
I think he is number one.
Is he number one?
Somebody beat him. All right. How about Charles Barkley?
Now, see, I kind of want to add in, the whole thing? Because broadcasting along with the playing career, yes. Legend.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't want to just stick with TNT guys, but Chris Webber, no. Is he even in the Hall of Fame? He might not be.
Chris Webber?
Is he in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No.
All right.
Might be the College Basketball Hall of Fame.
Okay. Patrick Ewing.
You're going legend for Patrick Ewing?
No.
Let's just do this the next hour. Call
legend.
Up, name a person, and Joe decides if they're a legend.
Exactly.
Or not.
Yes.
Is anybody you want? Just name a guy. Phil Sims.
No. Yeah. Anyone.
Anyone.
There's a lot of names. We probably wouldn't run out for a while.
Martin Brodeur.
Oh, you had to pick him. No.
Okay.
I tweeted this the other day. The Brodeur, there's a whole nother element to that. Just the resume and different facets of the resume. For most people, I bet you he's a legend. For me, he's not.
Okay. We'll get a break in. Maybe I'll try and come up with as many names as I can that can just torment you for this question. I feel like the Brodeur was a good one. 803-0550 if you'd like to, torment Joe along with us here on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.